This is legit.
This is a legit thing. One of Sauce's great talents is on-site reporting. I think you know this, John Bones. You've seen him in action.
Sure.
And
he's amazing at the Winter Meltdown. Sure.
Of course. Absolutely. He reported on that.
Yeah.
We needed somebody to add a little bit of a news element for the Power Trip Morning Show. We like to keep people up to date on what's going on in the world, you know. So Sauce on the Street appeared, and it's been an overwhelming success. Let's go to our first story, shall we? Are you ready over there, Corey?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Sauce.
What?
Stop moving the phone around. It's ruining the bit.
It's rubbing my beard. It's Morse code to Corey.
We'll get that off of him and put it up to your ear.
Okay.
Woman rescued from an elevator in a multi-million-dollar New York townhouse. My name is Chris Hockey. She'd been there and stuck in that elevator for 3 days. 53-year-old Martinez Fortizilia is recovering at Weill Cornell Medical Center. And that's where our Paul Meat Sauce Lambert is now, Paul.
Meat Sauce here live. Hey, thanks for having me. We are live in New York City where a woman was stuck in an elevator in a high-rise apartment townhouse combination. It's a new thing here in New York. They have townhomes that are also apartments. She was stuck for over 47 years. We also talked to her earlier before she got stuck, and she said she likes riding in the elevator because she likes the band Aerosmith. She has passed away. Back to you guys.
So I believe, Chris, you reported that she was stuck there for about 3 days.
3 days.
He said 47 years.
He did.
And even more so to me that's amazing out of that report is he somehow had the insight to interview her before she was newsworthy.
Died. Yep.
And then she passed away.
Yeah, and she's recovering apparently, but now she's dead.
And
yeah,
she did it because she loves the song Elevator by Aerosmith,
yeah, loving
which did not exist 47 years ago.
Wow. Right.
Yeah. So she anticipated that.
She did. Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, that was mostly nonsense. And I do like that he reiterates about 16 times that he is live. And while he's stalling to figure out what he's going to say, he just repeats portions of what Chris said.
Right.
Most of it's inaccurate.
Well, I know.
Not the greatest report.
Well, we got another story, and I know he's on a plane back to this area of the country from New York. Hold on. Let's find out. KFN Newsbreak, I'm Chris Hockey. A 49-year-old man from Parrish, Florida, has been arrested for misdemeanor battery after he assaulted his wife with a Taco Bell burrito. Victor Fosser attempted to give his wife the burrito. She got angry. Or I should say he got angry at her after she threw it back at him and it hit the floor. Meat Sauce is live at the Louisiana Avenue Taco Bell in St. Louis Park right now. Sauce?
Yeah. What? Hold on. I'm eating a seven-layer burrito. I can't really report on the story because I was behind the guy in line at the Louisiana Taco Bell. Hold on.
Thanks, Buffalo Bill.
Can I get a couple more fire sauces?
Yeah, hang on. They just give me some fire sauce.
Yeah, he hit her. That guy sucks. Shoot him in the head. But I got two more whatever those deep-fried taco shell supreme burritos are. Back to you live in the Twin Cities. I hope I said cities.
Thank you, Sauce.
You're welcome, baby cakes.
I have no comment.
No comment about
no.
that?
No. I'll come back for more. Come on, I'm coming inside because my order's too big.
So is your arse.
I ordered the left side of the menu. Man, these are real chewy tacos. That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm live on the news. I can't be fired.
Can't be fired over the phone. Oh, wait, I already was.
Yeah, you better put an application in while you're over there.
Oh. I need some more fire sauce.
And you need to get back on a plane because you're going someplace else now. KFN Newsbreak, I'm Chris Hockey. Research out of the American Chemical Society seems to say that the sweeteners in tequila could help you lose weight. We go live to Meat Sauce Paul Lambert, who's in Cabo San Lucas at Jimmy's Big Knockers and Chicken Wings Gentlemen's Club. Meat Sauce, what's going on?
Hold on. There's a lot going on here at Big Knockers Gentlemen's Club. I'm here for a sweetener that helps you lose weight. I wasn't really listening. I was trying to get the burrito out of my mouth. Yeah, the sweetener loses weight because a lot of these people look like they don't eat. They just snort cocaine and smoke cigarettes. So, yeah, it's working down here. Back to you.
Yeah. You can hang up now.
Leave another one?
Nope, that's it.
Let's do another one.
All right, well, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm looking. I already did that one. Chris Hockey, KFN Newsbreak here. Last Saturday, a 10-year-old boy named Kai Struthers from New Jersey became the second youngest person in the United States to ever bowl a perfect game. We go live to the Medina Entertainment Center, where Meat Sauce Paul Lambert is currently bowling. Sauce?
I can't hear you! It's a big party going on! We just saw a kid bowl 300! It's so cool here, man! Mozzarella sticks for everyone! Way to go, 10-year-old boy! Let's stop! I didn't throw a bowl in alleys. We're open at 7:30 in the morning! Everybody! Actually, I'm sorry, we're just watching the Saint and Mighty Ducks 2 where they play street hockey really loud. I apologize.
Do you realize he just decided he wanted to play that song? Yeah. So he asked me to give him one more story?
Yeah. My guess is he had tag team loaded the entire time, waiting for a story that fit. And then finally it was, yeah, we'll celebrate the kid 300. Way to go, 10-year-old boy.
I love... Oh, never mind. Dear God. Is he back from...
When you talk, the Medina Entertainment like Center you're yet? An idiot.
Yeah, hi, Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey! How are you?
So, John.
All right.
Right before we got back from break, you started telling me something. I said, no, wait. I like where this is going. Don't tell me the rest. Let's get on the air before you finish your sentence.
I need a sanity check on this.
Okay.
The beginning of this, you guys are going to see where he's going, and you're going to see why I said hit the pause button. Go ahead.
Okay.
For Christmas, I asked for and received and have been wearing for the last month a men's nightshirt.
Stop. That's where I said halt. Don't finish that thought. Hmm. Now we're back in the air. You asked for. You didn't.
Wanted to try it.
You weren't gifted one and said, okay. You went out of your way to say, would somebody please get me a nice shirt?
Instead of pajamas that have pants, are there such a thing as pajamas that don't have pants?
Well, yeah, according to Tommy Olsen, it's called Pooh Bear in it.
Well, that's, yeah.
Your bottom half just go free.
Tommy Olsen's body and my body diverged rapidly about 30 years ago.
Yeah, right when that gal got stuck in the elevator.
back when that girl got stuck in the elevator.
So right? How long is this nightshirt?
Goes down below the knees.
There's no chance that's for
boys. All the way to the knees?
There's no chance that's for men.
So
no,
on a daily basis for the last month or so,
yes.
You've been wearing a dress to bed, and your wife thinks that you're Ebenezer
Scrooge. It is a men's nightshirt. It looks like something a man would wear.
Bonus wears a nightshirt.
Great point.
I got to tell you, here's what surprises me about it.
I think Bob Seger nailed it when he said, no, it's Bob Dylan, never mind.
I like it way more than I should like it.
No kidding.
What are we talking? Silk? Cotton?
Well, I've actually...
Suede?
Flannel.
Rattleskin? Flannel.
Was the first one was flannel.
That's too hot.
I have since bought
the first one
because I found the flannel one to be a little too warm.
You're the craziest person since Ted Bundy.
Do you?
Wow, that's mean.
Do you also now are you thinking of going nightcap as well? I mean, literally wearing a hat like Scrooge.
Wears a nightcap.
Well, that's Scrooge is sort of what gave me the idea.
I'm sure it did.
Right?
Absolutely,
like, yeah. Once upon a time, these were things that men wore.
Yeah, and then they got phased out for a reason.
Well, what was that reason, exactly?
I can tell you why, because central heat. I mean, seriously.
No.
It was really cold in their houses back then.
Well, yeah, but this is not overly... if I'm not wearing this, I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
But under this, you're freeballing it, correct?
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, no
that's
kidding.
Even weirder.
Well, it has to go to your knees because that's where your Johnson stops.
Interesting.
This is where I thought I would maybe get your attention here, Huck. This is a way to go the pantsless pajamas without having to gross everybody out.
I mean, basically, you're wearing a kilt.
Kinda.
I mean, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
The only way you'd get Hawk's attention is if
is if
you wore this and then reenacted the Marilyn Monroe subway bit.
Only if I'm standing below, I'm going.
Yes.
Wow, a nightshirt.
Bonus wears a nightshirt.
A bonus wears a nightshirt.
Got his bosses hanging all over his bed.
Don't let him uncross his legs.
Oh, and it's boner time.
Now Bonus is doing jumping jacks.
And his wife just poked her eyes.
John, is there any possibility now that you're an empty nester, right?
Right.
You're free to do whatever you want. You have a lot of free time.
This is what I've been doing, a little experimenting.
You've transitioned to cross-dressing at night. Any chance you're going to dabble during the day?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe roll out of bed, have a bagel, wear a skirt, call it a day.
Now he's going to go back to Macy's where he bought his men's nightshirt. And go, do you have any men's makeup?
Is there any boots? Say to the gal, it's just for sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm not a weirdo. There's nothing wrong with this.
Nightshirts are a gateway drug.
You are a modern man, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
John's going to come back next Tuesday and say, my neck was so cold, I got one of these men's boas. All right, John.
All right,
man.
I talk with three guys that I know actively do tuck dancing. This is the wrong group to talk about.
Not actively. Yeah. Most of us have retired.
Yeah, I'd say vigorously is a better word.
Well, good for you, John.
Yeah, we like it.
We like when people are themselves. We are a very progressive morning show. And if you're comfortable being yourself, then go for it. And plus, the three of us aren't currently sleeping with you, so what do we care?
Good point for you. Yeah.
TwinsDaily.com, right?
TwinsDaily.com, CleavingTheGeek.com.
I'll promise you this. I will go to your baseball-themed website if you post pictures of you in a nightshirt.
Never going to happen.
Please do that.
That is not going to happen.
I need to see what that looks like.
Well, you go to Amazon and look up men's nightshirts. You'll see what they look like.
I don't care about other people.
Hockey will buy one.
Their models are much better looking in a nightshirt than I am.
Flannel.
I doubt that.
Not even silk.
I got satin.
Satin. Now you're talking.
Oh yeah, that's the second one I got. Yeah.
Does it look like a, as the lady reporter from an hour ago said, does it look like a bald python sneaking out of the bottom of your pants? Like a one-eyed sandworm is trying to get
it. Sandworms. You know I hate them. Vikings news is next. We'll talk Super Bowl. Mark Rosen will join us. John Bonus, TwinsDaily.com, and Gleaming of the Geek. Check out that podcast. Check out those nightshirts. See you later, John.
Bye, guys.
More of the Power 2 Bonus show after this on The Fan. The Fan.